we had money, we tried things. We tried things that didn't suit us, but at least we gave it a go. We went skiing. Irish people skiing.
Irish comedy legend Tommy Tiernan plays Boza on Sunday evening, and he's on the phone now from Dublin. Tommy, you've seen Brussels in the news recently, I suppose. Are you mentally prepared for Brussels?
My technique would be one of non-preparation. So, for many years, you know, we lived with terror in the north of Ireland. I suppose the way that most Irish people dealt with it was just by ignoring it. Plow on regardless.
What do you particularly like about performing abroad?
I think it's possibly because the rooms are a bit smaller. The great romantic thing of stand-up is in a comedy club, and it's done in a conversational style, you know. And I know people who've done the huge stadium shows. They would walk off stage going, well, that was a fairly soulless experience, but £400,000 just went into my bank account. So I guess, you know, there's a payoff, but I prefer the smaller place.
Do you have to adapt your act to cater for foreign audiences?
Say there was a Nigerian comedian or, you know, an Eskimo comedian coming to Dublin. The thrill would be in the different cultural references. The thrill would be in the phrasings that you're not used to. The thrill would be in the strangeness of it. And so that's what I kind of, a few years ago, I just decided, okay, I'm just going to do it the way I would normally do it, and hopefully it'll come across as exotic. There's no point in trying to be a global citizen, which I don't really understand or have. I leave that to Bono.
There's one thing I think I am genuinely racist about. I cannot stand the English accent on the sat-nav in the car. You're driving along this beautiful, leafy Ireland of ours, and you hear this voice at the next roundabout.
Your comedy's been described as quite unpredictable, very based on instinct.
I get a millisecond glimpse of it before it comes out of my mouth, and sometimes I'll be going to myself, really? That's what you want to say? Trusting that voice is imperative. And now, you can get it wrong sometimes. If you cross the line, the audience lets you know immediately. You haven't committed a kind of a cultural crime. I think it's supposed to be irresponsible. Ultimately, it's supposed to be funny, you know. And if it's not funny, that's more of a crime, really.
And of course, you're playing a stand-up show in a country that's famed for its surrealism.
I remember reading years ago that it was because Belgium was such a flat, boring country that people started looking inside their heads for inspiration. That's why surrealism happened there, is because, you know, people like Magritte looked out the window and there was nothing to paint. So they started inventing stuff. So no, I'm very much looking forward to it.
Tommy Tiernan at Boza, Sunday at 8. For tickets, see livecomedy.be.